This is Northwest News from KPLU. Seattle's rapid growth is a common theme in this year's city council elections, and the Lower Queen Anne neighborhood symbolizes that growth. New, modern apartment buildings are working their way up the hill from Belltown toward a neighborhood full of older and generally cheaper places to live. The two candidates who want to represent this area in Seattle City Council District 7 say there's no easy solution to preserving affordable housing. KPLU's Ed Ronco has the final installment in our series, Back on the Block.
I am walking up First Avenue North in Seattle's Lower Queen Anne neighborhood, and about three blocks behind me or so is a brand new apartment building called Astro. You'll rent a one-bedroom apartment there for close to $2,000. In front of me is a much older building called the Roy Street Apartments. Now, this is where I met Lewis Edelman last summer. He tends bar just down the street. He's lived here about 10 years. And when we spoke originally, he was paying $1,400 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
I do live under the fear that at some point, you know, I'm going to get that notice on the door that's going to raise it to a level that I really can't afford.
3 days after our story ran in July, that notice showed up on his door. His rent went up $300 a month. Now, while the rent increase did not force him to move, it lent new urgency to his wishes last summer that this neighborhood's new city council member take time to hear the concerns of people like him.
Give us security as far as protecting our homes and being able to maintain a lifestyle of more than poverty.
Lewis has a major point.
That is City Council member Sally Bagshaw. She's a former prosecutor and has been on the City Council since 2010. She's running to represent the new District 7, and she says there is no single approach to making Seattle more affordable for renters.
It's not going to be a simple thing. As I frequently say, there's no silver bullet, but there is silver buckshot. So we're going to have to focus on all kinds of little things that we can do to make a difference.
Bagshaw says that includes increasing the housing supply, tax exemptions to encourage developers to build, zoning laws that require low-income apartments, a multifaceted approach, which is what the city was going for in its Housing Affordability and Livability Agenda, or HALA for short.
There was a lot of give and take. That's why it's called a grand bargain. Nobody came out of that thing saying, it's everything we want. But people saw that there are ways to move forward.
Bagshaw and I are talking in the lobby of the Columbia Center. It's the tallest building downtown Seattle and also in District 7. Bagshaw's opponent in the city council race, Deborah Zeck Artis, says she wants more conversations to originate not downtown, but in the district's outer neighborhoods.
Money talks, and there are a couple of people in this city who have a lot of money, and it's talking. And people in city council are listening. And they're not talking to the city councils, not communicating with the neighborhoods.
Artis is a supply chain analyst for Boeing and has been on the Queen Anne Recreational Advisory Council before. And she's running for city council because she's upset with, among other things, the heavy role that she sees developers playing in the future of the city.
Take back Seattle from the developers and give it back to the people. We've got a lot of really super bright people in this city. There's a lot of smart power here. And we need to tap it. It's not being tapped. I talk to people all the time, and they've got awesome ideas and really serious concerns. And they're not being listened to because they're not even being asked.
Artis faces an uphill climb against the veteran Bagshaw, who got 76% of the vote in the primary. And while Seattle is moving to district representation in City Hall, whoever wins the general election will find that they have issues of rent and development in common with plenty of colleagues on the city council. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.
This was the last of seven stories exploring each of Seattle's new city council districts and the candidates. You can listen to more stories in our Back on the Block series on our website, kplu.org. Election Day is November 3rd.